USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would benefit millions of immigrants. The mostly party-line vote in the House has given approval to legislation giving permanent legal status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
California Democrat Raul Ruiz is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He also backs a second bill providing similar protections for illegal farm workers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Congress should be sending a different message.
That message is simple. There is never a right time to break the law and enter the United States illegally.
Neither proposal appears to have the bipartisan support that's needed to advance in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A House panel is looking into recent violence against Asian Americans. This was at the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties.
Before we begin this meeting, I would like to ask that we have a moment of silence in memory of the individuals tragically killed, murdered in Atlanta, Georgia.
Of the 8 people that were shot dead in Atlanta, 6 of them were of Asian descent. The panel is investigating discrimination and violence against Asian Americans, both historically and since the beginning of the pandemic. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said there's a long history of anti-Asian racism, and his committee will explore ways to prevent future violence and discrimination. The Senate has confirmed President Biden's choice to serve as CIA Director and Deputy Secretary of State. William Burns was confirmed to lead the CIA, and Brian McKeon was approved to serve under Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After speaking with Moon Jae-in in South Korea, the Secretary of State had something to say about China and North Korea. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the communist state.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More places of entertainment are starting to open back up. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.